Radio. I'm Dina Kodiak. The UK is accusing the Kremlin of trying to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. The United Kingdom's Foreign and Commonwealth Office made the announcement late Saturday night. The statement comes as President Vladimir Putin is reportedly deciding if Russia will invade Ukraine. Britain's Foreign Secretary added that Russia knows an invasion would be a massive strategic mistake and that it would cost Russia greatly. Early Sunday, Russia's foreign ministry called on the UK to stop engaging in provocations. A wildfire burning on the California coast has now destroyed over 1,000 acres near Big Sur. Jim Forbes has the latest.
Hundreds of people were forced to evacuate in Monterey County Friday night, and authorities had to shut down Highway 1. Cal Fire says the blaze was 20% contained as of Saturday night. Around 120 firefighters are battling the blaze, which has so far destroyed only one structure.
So far, no injuries are reported. Senator Bernie Sanders says the Arizona Democratic Party's censure of Senator Kyrsten Sinema was the right thing to do.
What the Arizona Democratic Party did was exactly right.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the Vermont Independent praised the Arizona arm of the party for condemning Sinema's vote to keep the Senate filibuster in place. Along with Senator Joe Manchin, her decision killed the passage of two major voting rights bills. Sanders called the recent changes in voting laws across 19 GOP-led states a move away from democracy. A deputy was shot to death during a traffic stop in Houston, Texas, early today. Police Chief Troy Finner says the deputy was shot multiple times when the suspect got out of his vehicle during the stop.
Immediately fired upon the deputy multiple times, striking him, and then drove off. This is senseless. It makes no sense whatsoever.
The deputy has been identified as Harris County Corporal Charles Galloway, who was a 12-year veteran of the department. He died at the scene. The suspect is now being sought. Chief Finner urged the suspect to turn himself in. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.